All right, welcome back, Patriots, to the Daily DOGE Report, your one-stop shop for all things DOGE.
That's right, folks. Buckle up, Buttercup, you've made it. Welcome back to the Deep Dive, Season 2.
Episode 15.
Where we grab the flotsam and jetsam of the news cycle and turn it into something.
Well, something resembling sanity.
At least a life raft.
Maybe a pool floaty, at least.
You know, something to cling to as the swamp monsters circle, listeners. And speaking of swamp things...
Antonia, we are diving deep into the murky depths of government.
Efficiency.
And the distinct lack thereof.
You guys flagged a mountain of material for this one. Everything from legal battles...
to Elon-sized initiative.
And of course, the never-ending symphony of political reactions.
You sent us articles, The Patriot Post...
Gary Bauer, Jack Devine laying down some spicy takes.
And then a whole heap of updates on the Department of Government Efficiency.
DOGE.
DOGE.
And a few other juicy headlines that tie into it all.
So as always, we're your intrepid guides.
Shoopas of the information superhighway.
Here to extract the signal from the noise.
Show you the lay of the land and make sure...
you don't get eaten by any metaphorical alligators.
Where do we even begin? Let's start with Gary Bauer's piece on judicial injunctions, it seems like.
It's pretty foundational.
Yeah.
His Patriot Post article makes a really strong argument about...
leftist judges.
What he sees as the increasing use of nationwide restraining orders by leftist judges.
Against President Trump.
Against President Trump, yes. And he throws down some numbers.
It's kind of hard to ignore.
Hard to ignore.
He's talking at 64 nationwide injunctions during Trump's first term.
64.
And then you compare that to just 14 in Biden's first 4 years.
Biden, 14.
Obama only had 12 in his whole 8 years.
Yeah, 12 in 8 years for Obama.
I mean...
it makes you think.
It makes you think. Bauer's not really buying this. It's just coincidence.
Not a coincidence.
He sees this as a strategy, you know, by...
the left, the judiciary.
The left, the judiciary, to just completely obstruct the Trump administration's agenda.
I don't know.
Undermine the will of the voters.
The voters. He sees it as an attempt to basically prevent the president from enacting the policies.
He was elected to put in place...
exactly.
He makes a really clear distinction between... between judges' motivations based on their leanings.
Right.
You've got, in his view, you've got conservative judges who he says respect.
Constitutional limitations.
Constitutional limitations.
Yeah.
And then you have...
leftist judges.
Leftist judges who he calls...
yes. Judicial activists.
Judicial activists. When we say judicial activists, what are we talking about here?
Well, generally speaking, the term judicial activist is used to describe a judge who's seen as interpreting the law... based on their own...
political or social beliefs?
Their own political or social beliefs.
Yeah.
Rather than strictly adhering to, you know...
text.
The actual text or the original intent of the Constitution.
Okay, so Bauer's argument is that these judges are basically...
legislating from the bench.
Legislating from the bench. Making policy decisions instead of just...
interpreting the law.
Interpreting the law.
As written.
So they're not calling balls and strikes. They're trying to get into the game themselves. So what's Bauer's solution to this whole injunction issue? How do we fix this?
He says the Supreme Court needs to step in.
SCOTUS.
SCOTUS.
The Supremes.
Limit. Put some serious limits on the power of individual district court judges.
To do what?
To issue nationwide injunctions. To issue these orders.
Is nationwide.
That block presidential action.
Across the entire country.
Across the country. He says.
Please, single judge.
One single unelected judge.
Shouldn't have that kind of power.
To overrule the president. Impose their judgment on the entire country.
He even kind of hints at what direction he wants SCOTUS to take this.
He does.
This is something to think about. A single judge.
Huge power.
Having the power to stop a presidential policy.
Across the entire country.
That is a huge question about the scope of judicial power in our system.
It's a big one.
Let's switch gears a little bit. We got to talk about Jack Devine's piece.
Patriot Post. Also Patriot Post.
He talks about this idea of a political litmus test.
Yeah.
What's he getting at with that?
His main point is that, you know, we are so polarized right now politically.
Especially on the left.
Especially on the left, he says, that opinions and positions are increasingly formed.
Automatically.
Against anything Trump.
Anything. Anything Trump. It's not about...
it's not about what the issue is anymore.
The issue doesn't matter. It's
just
about
side.
Which side you're on.
You're on.
And he uses Elon Musk as an example.
A case study.
Case study. It's like a complete...
180.
180.
It's really interesting.
He was the golden boy.
He was the golden boy, right.
Of green tech.
The left loved him. Electric vehicles, space exploration.
SpaceX.
SpaceX. Even his donations, he was giving money to left-leaning causes.
All seen in a positive light.
Visionary, force for progress.
So what happened?
Well, according to Devine, it was
the Trump connection.
Association. As soon as Musk
was
seen as aligned with Trump,
suddenly
the narrative changed.
He went from innovator
to away.
Right. This term that gets thrown around to describe wealthy individuals with undue political influence.
Yeah. Suddenly Musk's a figure of suspicion.
And some folks on the left,
they even seem to...
They're celebrating...
Actions that could hurt Musk's businesses.
It's wild.
It's like our allegiances can really...
Warp our perception.
Absolutely warp our perceptions. Even when it comes to things like tech innovation.
Right.
It's supposed to be political.
Non-political.
But it's not.
But it's not.
Devine also brings up the issue of government.
Waste, fraud, and abuse.
Waste, fraud, and abuse.
It's, you know, it's been a concern.
Forever.
Forever. Bipartisan.
Both sides.
Both sides.
But Devine says...
Now that we've got DOGE.
DOGE.
Under the Trump administration.
Trying to fix these issues.
Trying to fix it. Suddenly the left isn't so keen on it.
Yeah, it's not about saving money anymore.
Or increasing efficiency.
It's about criticizing.
Criticizing
DOGE's methods.
Because
it's Trump.
Trump and Musk.
It's like the source of the solution.
Taints the entire thing.
Taints the outcome.
No matter how good it could be.
Potentially good it could be.
Right.
Yeah.
And that whole thing.
It's interesting.
It's really interesting, Devine points out, that all this focus on Fish.
Yeah.
It really ramped up when Musk came into the picture.
The Trump tied Musk.
But all the big Dem donors.
They're fine.
They were fine.
No one seemed to care.
Nobody cared.
Suddenly, Musk's the villain.
Devine doesn't mince words. He calls this litmus test mentality. Stupid. He's like making decisions.
Just based on opposition?
Without thinking.
Not even considering the issue.
It's a really bad way to run a country.
It's a terrible way to govern.
He uses the example of USAI and taxpayer money.
Right.
It's like, even if there's waste.
Yeah, potential waste.
The left is against it.
Because it's DOGE.
DOGE, Musk, Trump.
Under Trump, the whole thing is tainted.
It's so frustrating.
He's basically saying, look, we should be supporting...
effective initiatives.
Regardless of who came up with it.
Give criticism where it's deserved.
Yeah, but don't just oppose everything.
He says who's involved.
Just because you don't like the person.
So speaking of DOGE, let's talk about...
The Department of Government Efficiency.
DOGE, which is trying to...
It's a real thing.
...tackle government efficiency. We have a bunch of updates on what they've been up to. It was established on January 20th, 2025.
This year.
Yeah, this year. With a really ambitious goal.
Modernize the federal government.
It's tech, software, infrastructure.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
Make it all more efficient.
And we have this court ruling from March 18th, 2025.
Just came out.
Today.
Officially recognizes Elon Musk's de facto leadership.
So he's not just an advisor.
He's running the show.
It's official.
The court said so.
But DOGE has had a few bumps in the road. We've got these reports from federal auditors.
They're not happy.
Not happy. They're saying DOGE's methods are...
messy. Imprecise.
Messy. Imprecise.
They're worried about data breaches.
Lack of procedures, expertise.
It's like Silicon Valley.
Move fast and break things.
Just,
government bureaucracy.
Yeah.
Head-on collision.
DOGE also had that whole thing with trying to shut down USA.
Oh, yeah.
A federal judge.
Stepped in.
Balked it.
Said it was probably unconstitutional.
Unconstitutional to just dismantle.
A whole agency.
A whole agency like that.
USA had to restart operations.
At least for now.
For now.
And then there's the rehiring of all those federal employees.
Oh, yeah.
Who were let go.
About 25,000 of them.
25,000 rehired.
The court said DOGE's terminations were.
Likely illegal.
Likely illegal, yeah.
But there are hints that.
More layoffs might be coming.
Yeah, it's not over.
It's like a roller coaster for these employees.
So despite all this, DOGE is still...
full steam ahead. They're still trying to cut red tape, bring the Silicon Valley approach...
to government.
To government. Then yeah. We have this interesting development with the...
USPS.
The post office.
They've got a deal with DOGE and the GSA.
The General Services Administration.
To boost efficiency.
Even beyond their current 10-year plan.
Postmaster General DeJoy says they've made progress.
But they can do more.
So they're doing a voluntary early retirement program.
Aiming to cut staff by about 10,000.
In 30 days.
That's a lot of people.
A lot of people in a very short time.
I wonder how that's going to affect mail delivery.
It's a big question.
But one of the most interesting updates has got to be the Social Security Administration's records.
Yeah.
DOGE was involved in a huge data cleanup.
It's pretty amazing.
3.2 million people.
Listed as 120 years old or older.
120 or older. Gone.
Marked as deceased.
DOGE is taking credit for this.
They're saying they initiated it.
And we have the numbers, the changes in the living counts.
Those oldest age groups.
Between March 8th and March 17th.
120 to 129 year olds.
Down by over 800,000.
800,000.
130 to 139.
Over a million.
A million.
Gone.
140 to 149, 150 to 159.
Smaller drops.
Yeah.
But still.
Significant.
Total decrease over 3.2 million.
In just 9 days.
9 days.
That lines up perfectly with DOGE's announcement.
Perfectly.
I mean, 3.2 million.
It makes you wonder.
It makes you wonder.
How accurate were those records before?
This was a massive correction.
A massive correction.
It really raises questions about how these records were kept.
For so long. For so long.
Really just making stuff up.
We also have a couple other news items you wanted to hit.
Yeah, a few things.
One is about the Secret Service protection for Hunter and Ashley Biden.
That's gone.
Gone. What happened there?
President Trump revoked it.
He said it was costing taxpayers too much.
And he cited Hunter Biden's...
legal history?
Legal history.
Apparently a lot of personnel were assigned to that detail.
A lot of people, yeah.
So Trump's framing it as a cost-saving measure and also questioning whether it's even appropriate.
Given the circumstances.
Given the circumstances, yeah.
And then we've got Anna Paulina Luna's announcement about the JFK files.
Oh, yeah. She shared a link to the National Archives.
She's saying
all the classified JFK assassination files have been released.
Released to the public.
She's giving Trump credit for this.
He promised to do it.
And he followed through.
This is big for historians, researchers.
Anyone interested in the JFK assassination.
It's going to be fascinating to see what's in there.
It's a huge release.
So we've covered a lot today.
A lot.
We talked about the power of judges.
The impact of political polarization.
And DOGE's attempts.
Ambitious attempts.
To make the government.
More efficient.
More efficient.
It's not easy.
No, it's not easy.
There are a lot of roadblocks.
A lot of pushback.
It's like trying to turn a cruise ship.
With a teaspoon.
There were definitely some big aha moments for me.
Like what? Well, the number of injunctions against Trump compared to other presidents.
Yeah. That was striking.
The complete flip in how people see Elon Musk.
Just because of his association with Trump.
And of course, that massive data cleanup.
Over 3 million Social Security records.
In just 9 days.
It's mind-boggling.
It really shows you what's happening right now.
In our government.
The challenges, the controversy.
It's a wild time to be alive.
And it leaves us with a lot to think about.
Definitely.
Like, where does this tension between the branches go from here?
Yeah, where does it end?
Can we actually achieve... real efficiency.
In this polarized environment.
And what about the state of government data?
I mean, if the Social Security records were that messed up.
What else is out there?
Exactly.
A lot to ponder.
A lot to ponder. And you know what? It's like they say, right? If you're not getting any pushback, you're probably not doing anything important.
That's right. So what's really interesting is, I mean, DOGE is facing a lot of legal challenges right now.
Stuns.
Injunctions, stay orders, all from, you know, I'm quote one of our sources here, lefty judges.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And their argument is that, you know, these judges are just trying to protect the swamp.
Yeah, they're trying to stop progress, basically.
And they're saying that this is a pattern. You know, look at how many nationwide injunctions Trump has faced in just the past month. 15.
15.
Compare that to Obama or Biden.
Way lower.
Not even close.
Not even close. So this is clearly...
targeted.
Yeah. And this also brings up this whole argument of conservative judges versus, you know, everyone else.
Because they're saying, hey, we're just following the Constitution.
Exactly.
And these other judges are like... making stuff up as they go.
Right. Legislating from the bench.
Exactly.
Which is a big no-no, you guys.
Huge no-no.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So we've got all this legal stuff happening, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then there's also this whole shift in how people see Elon Musk.
Yes. This is fascinating to me.
I mean, remember,
he was like the golden boy.
He was an eco-hero.
Right.
Saving the planet with his electric cars.
And now, all of a sudden, he's like, public enemy number one.
Just because he's trying to do the right thing.
That's right. He's trying to drain the swamp.
Drain the swamp.
And people don't like that.
Well, you know what? They don't like it because it's exposing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's exposing the truth. And the truth hurts sometimes.
It does. Now, one thing I did notice is that things have been a little quiet lately.
Yeah, like radio silence.
Yeah, there hasn't been any new posts on Doge.gov or on Elon Musk's, you know, X account.
His Twitter.
His Twitter account.
Which I guess is X now.
X, yes. Since March 17th, 8 p.m. Eastern time, so a couple of days.
Maybe they're just, like, you know, regrouping.
Regrouping, coming up with their next move.
Planning their attack.
That's right. Yeah.
I mean, is it going to be
fundamentally different?
Like, completely different.
Yeah.
You know, and what does this tell us about, like, trying to change the government? Because, like, obviously it's hard.
Very hard.
There's a lot of pushback.
Yes.
And it makes you wonder, like, is it even possible?
That's a really great question.
To really, like, change things.
Yeah, and one that we would love for you to consider as you're going out there and living your life.
Exactly.
You know, we've given you a little bit of information today. Go out there, do some more research, figure it out for yourself. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
And remember,
hit that subscribe button.
And help us keep this show on the air.
We couldn't do it without you, our loyal listeners.
And, of course, a huge thank you to our producer.
Who's a veteran.
A disabled veteran.
Yes, yes.
So, you know, you're really supporting the troops when you,
when you subscribe.
Subscribe and donate.
That's right.
All right. Until next time, Patriots.
God bless.
God bless.
And long live DOGE.
Long live DOGE. Leave us a review.
Tell your friends.
Tell your enemies.
And if you're feeling really generous,
consider donating to the DOGE.
That helps us keep the lights on, the mics hot.
And our producer, who's a service-disabled vet.
Until next time, stay curious, stay informed.
And stay away from the swamp monsters.
They bite.